This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Relf of Comstock. What are we seeing taking place on the grains?
Today is first notice day of the December grains, so that's heavily impacting the corn. And then you've got soybean products that are impacted by that as well. We don't have a December soybean contract, but the meal and oil sure feeling some effect from that. We need to get a little bit of these jitters worked out as we enter the delivery period here, and likely to see the most fluctuation in the December market corn spread, so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out as basis stays strong across large portions of the Western Corn Belt in particular. A lot to look for there. We did see weekly export sales this morning that were just really impressive in all major grains, wheat, corn, and soybeans. In the case of corn, you were up 54% from your four-week average. Wheat up noticeably. It was just double the number that we've seen in recent weeks. So something to hang our hat on there. We're starting to see a little signs of life in the global wheat market as well, along with some rumor mill that China has some buying interest for U.S. origin wheat, and even some rumor mill that Russia is going to be putting restrictions on their wheat exports to try to keep their domestic prices subdued a little bit for their citizens there in Russia. So a lot going around, a lot of it is rumor, but sometimes those things turn into confirmed fact, and interesting to see how that plays out.
When it comes to corn, reading some things here this morning, estimated a five-year high, 2.16 billion bushels of U.S. corn ending stocks, and then production, we know that's a very big number as well overall. So that's just always going to be putting some pressure on the price right now, isn't it, because of those very large numbers?
It is. It's a big looming black cloud over the corn market, and you know, it's nice to see some decent weekly numbers, but we're not seeing the massive Chinese interest that we've seen in recent years.
That was Eric Relf with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also, consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
December corn up 4.25 at 454 even. January soybeans down 7.25 at 1339¾. On the Merck, December live cattle down 87 cents at 171.02. January feeder cattle down $1.45 at 220.75. December lean hogs up 12 cents at 69.10. December pork cutout down 35 cents at 80.62. And Class 3 milk up 5 cents at 16.16. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.